那儿受。
What have you been doing all morning with them books and papers?
Andrew, don't bother me. This is the biggest one idea I ever had.
Bam!
I'm forming a new insurance company.
Insurance company? What's the name of it?
The Lum Edwards Mutual Casualty Benefit Fidelity and Insurance Society of Pine Ridge and Company, Incorporated.
You prepaid it, huh?
Yeah.
Is there any money in that loan?
Money? And who do you think owns all them tall buildings you see in the big cities?
Huh?
Who do you think owns that big rock of Gibraltar out there in the ocean?
Jack Benny?
The insurance companies. Of course, mine's going to be a non-profit.
No profit, son.
That's right. Huh. All the money we take in stays in the company. Of course, we've got to pay salaries to the executives.
Oh, sure.
President and the three vice presidents. First, second, and third.
No shortstop, huh? Well, who are the executives going to be, Lon?
Well, seeing how I thought of the idea, I figured I'd hold down all them jobs myself.
Now I see why it's a non-profit company.
What do you mean?
Well, by the time you get done paying all them salaries to yourself, there won't be no money left for a profit.
Congratulations, Abner. Let me shake your hand. You're the first customer in my new insurance company.
How do you do? Well, I've got to go out and find myself an accident someplace.
Well, an accident ain't the only way you can collect your insurance. You get paid for being sick, too.
Yeah, if I'm real lucky.
I'll take Earl Scudder over in Hatfield. Now, he had one of these insurance policies, and when he got sick, he collected for 3 months.
Earl Scudder's dead.
Yeah, but he ain't broke.
No. A lucky step. Hey, Bob, look, there comes that lady from the county seat that was here last week.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can sell her one of my insurance policies.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
Come right in.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts of the County Home Economic Bureau. I'm preparing a sample luncheon for 8 Pine Ridge housewives. And I'd like to buy some crab meat for the salad.
Well, sit right down, Miss Pitts. Now, I have a little accident and health insurance here that a fine, intelligent woman like you should swallow hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, thank you. The county has delegated me to instruct the housewives of Pine Ridge in the new economic policy.
Well, Miss Pitts, I have a very economic policy, too.
Oh, that's fine. I'd like a brand with that's reliable and cheap and tasty.
Well, mine's reliable and cheap.
Well, it might be tasty, too, if you like parchment long.
Do you sell it loose, or does it come in the can?
Well, it comes on paper, but I can stick it in a can for you.
Here's an old tomato can. You can stick it in there something.
Yeah. Could stick it in there. You don't mind if it's wrinkled up, do you, Miss Pitts?
No, I'm going to mix it with mayonnaise and dressing anyway.
Wait a minute, Miss Pitts. You talk like you're fixing to eat this insurance policy.
Well, that's one way of getting sick and collecting.
Oh, dear me. I'm afraid you misunderstood me. I don't want an insurance policy. I just want to buy a can of crab meat.
Crab meat?
Miss Pitts, if you're going to eat that stuff, you'll need an insurance policy.
Me, here I am, been wasting my time for nothing. Abner, have we got any crab meat?
Yeah, we got some in before the war. It's up there on that top shelf right next to the strong heart dog food there.
Would be on the top shelf where I can't reach it. Abner, come over here and bend down so as I can climb up there.
Yeah, all right. Oh, don't, as long as it feels like you got on your baseball shoes again.
Does he always stand on your shoulders like that?
No, ma'am. Just when he's reaching for the top shelf.
I got to stop jiggling, Abner. I'm coming down. And here you are, Miss Pitts. That's 30 cents.
Well, thank you. Here's the money, and good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Well, that's 4 good days in a row. longest spell of good weather we've had in weeks or more.
Well, hello, Opie, old friend. Come on in, Abner. Get the cat out of that easy chair and let our guest make himself comfort while I sell him an accident policy.
Well, he sure needs one. He's bound to have an accident sooner or later the way he plays that clarinet of his.
Opie, suppose you had an accident or you got too sick to work. What would happen to you and your loved ones?
I don't know. I guess they'd throw me out of the house.
Naturally.
Yeah, but okay, if you had an insurance policy and you was getting paid all the time you're sick, then what would happen?
His loved ones would never let him get any better.
Well, anyway, Opie, all it costs is $3 a month.
$3 a month?
Well, actually, Opie, it comes to just 10 cents a day. You spend that much on a good necktie.
Well, yeah, 10 cents a day ain't much. All right, Lum, here's a dime. I'll take a day's worth.
A day's worth.
Yeah, but don't make out the policy now. I want to save it for the day I have my accident.
Why don't you spend 20 cents, Opie? That way you get that double identity.
He's right. Opie, you can get it by the day. You got to buy a month's worth.
Well, I ain't got $3 right now, Lum, but I'm expecting some money later on.
Well, that's all right, Opie. You can pay me then. Now, just sign this policy. Here's my pen.
Yes, sir. There you are, Lum. Well, I gotta run along now. I'll see you later, fellas.
Yeah, so long, Opie.
Opie, wait just a minute. How much money are you expecting later?
Well, I don't know yet, Lum. It all depends on what kind of accident I have. So long.
Granny's Abner, this insurance company of mine is going even better than I thought it would.
Well,
I've already sold you and Opie, and the town's full of suckers just like you.
Yeah. Well, I knew you'd get me, but doggies, I didn't think Opie'd be that stupid.
You know, Abner, I've been thinking I ought to have more of a dignified name for my company.
Oh,
Lum Edwards don't sound important enough.
No, you could call yourself John Edwards or Henry. Hey, wait a minute. What about Prudential Edwards?
Yeah, that sounds kind of important. Sounds insurance-y.
Yeah.
Prudential J. Edwards. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah. We could call you Prudy for sure. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Luke Spears. He looks mad in a wet set for him.
Oh, howdy, Lou.
Howdy, Abner.
Yeah, howdy, Lou.
Well, I made a request you to my nephew, Opie.
Well, nothing. I just sold him an insurance policy.
Well, all he's been doing for the last 2 hours is throwing himself downstairs on his head.
Oh, Lord, me.
What happened to him?
Nothing, but he busted three of my steps.
Well, Luke, I'm glad you come over here.
I won't do it, Lum.
You won't do what?
Whatever you're going to ask me.
Look, I'm just trying to help you because you're such a nice, sweet, friendly little feller.
Oh, yeah? I'm a mean, miserable, nasty little varmint, and you know it.
He's got you there, Lum.
Yeah, I know, but I'm willing to overlook that. Now, Luke, everybody needs insurance. For instance, suppose you was walking down the street some night.
What street?
Any street. It don't make no difference.
It makes a difference to me. I ain't going walking on no strange street in the middle of the night.
I don't blame you, Luke. That's how accidents happen.
Well, it don't have to be a strange street. Let's say you're walking down Main Street just for the sake of argument.
I don't have to walk down Main Street for an argument. I get more than I can handle, I can all run through.
He gets one every time he serves a meal. The meal.
There's not going to be any argument. You're just walking down Main Street.
Where am I going?
You're not going anyplace.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, then. You're going to Moe's Moose Barbershop.
What for? I just got a haircut yesterday.
How about a shave?
No, thank you, Abner.
Well, then, Luke, let's forget about accidents. Let's suppose you get sick. Now, with one of my policies, you can be sick in bed and still have money coming in.
I can?
Well, sure. It's $50 a week, and all it costs you is $3 a month.
Well, Dad, blame it, Lum. Why didn't you tell me that an hour ago? Instead of wasting my time talking about insurance. Here's $3. I'll take one of them sick policies.
That's fine. Now, here's my pen, Luke. Just put your John Hancock right there.
John Hancock?
How come he don't sign his own name?
What?
There you are. Now I gotta get back to lunchroom. So long, Connor.
So long, Lou.
So long. Granny, this insurance company is a regular gold mine.
Well, it ought to be. You get them policies printed up for 6 cents apiece, and you're getting $3 for them.
Wait a minute, Abner. You just give me an idea how I can make a lot more money. All I gotta do is lower the prices.
You mean you're going to sell your insurance cheaper?
No, I'm going to try to get them 6 cent policies printed for a nickel apiece.
Oh!
Well, Abner, so far I've sold insurance policies to you, Opie Cates, Luke Spears, Charlie Redfield, Connie Struby, the Widow Crawley, and Snagware.
Well.
I already took in enough money to pay myself my salaries as President, Secretary, and Treasury.
Well, that's pretty good for one day.
Yeah.
Yes,
of course, I still owe myself some salaries for being first, second, and third vice president and sergeant at arms.
Yeah. You better get out to yourself, too, Lum. You know what slow pay you are.
Who's this coming in here?
He looks like a lawyer or a banker. He's wearing a blue serge suit in the middle of the day.
Yeah, he's rich, you can tell that.
And new rich. That suit ain't even got a shine to it.
Ain't even turned green yet.
No.
Yeah, see what he wants, Abner, while I get this grocery order ready for me to see.
Yeah, I'll thank you.
Well, how do you do? My name's Johnson of the First Casualty Insurance Company of Little Rock.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Johnson? I'm Abner Peabody. I'll be, nothing, I guess.
I'm looking for the Lum Edwards Insurance Company.
Well, that's the president right over there weighing them potatoes.
Oh, yes, sir. What can I do for you? Mr. Edwards, my company's heard about your success in selling insurance policies here in Pine Ridge. If you'll come to work for us, we're prepared to pay you a salary of $20 a week and commissions.
Mr. Johnson, I'm surprised that you offered a man like me $20 a week.
I thought it was a little high myself.
Why, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's more than we generally pay, but the company's never been able to sell any policies in this territory. How much would you want, Mr. Edwards?
I wouldn't even consider anything less than $25.
$25 a week? Well, Lum, with the tax bracket to Jerry, and you won't be able to keep over $24 of that.
Very well, I'll notify my company of your decision. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Sir Johnson.
Goodbye.
Lum, I think you're making a mistake turning him down.
I know what I'm doing, Abner. I know this insurance business upside down and backwards.
Yeah, but maybe you ought to get in with somebody that knows it right side up and forward.
Uh-oh, here comes Mose Mooch. I gave him an insurance pamphlet to read. Watch him come in here and just beg me for a policy.
Beg? Howdy, Mose. Howdy, Abner. Lum, I just finished this pamphlet. There's one part that's the saddest thing I ever read.
Yeah, what's that, Mose?
It's a part about that poor man that, it's so heartbreaking. I'll get all choked up. Just read that right there, Abner.
In the United States, every 30 seconds, a man is knocked down by an automobile.
You see, no sooner does he get on his feet than, wham, down he goes again.
That poor Barney. Bless his heart. Ballet.
He ain't even got time to brush himself off.
Of course, once he knocked down that way, he's an easy target, Mose.
I can see his family now standing there waiting for that car to stop hitting me.
Yeah. It ought to run out of gas pretty soon, though.
Wait a minute, fellas. You got this thing all wrong. That pamphlet's just taking one man and using him as a symbol.
You ask me, they use him as a football.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. There's something very sad I want to tell you.
Never mind that. Just sign this policy first.
Oh, all right. There you are, Lum.
Yeah, fine. Now, Mose, what was that sad thing you wanted to tell me?
Well, I ain't got the money to pay for the policy.
Mose, that's the saddest thing you said yet.
Well, you just go ahead and take the policy, Mose, and I'll get the money from you later. I'll take it out in haircuts. Abner answers the phone.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, John and Dow Store, Abner Peabody speaking. Oh, hello, Miss Redfield.
Oh, that's Charlie's wife. I just sold him one of our accident and health policies.
How you feeling, Miss Redfield? That's good.
Nice feller, Charlie Redfield.
How's the family, Miss Redfield?
Honest as the day is long.
Except who? Oh, poor Charlie.
Great business head on the shoulder.
Poor old Charlie.
What's that?
Are you sure it's pneumonia?
Abner, give me that phone.
Huh?
Just like that crook Charlie Redfield to make out like he's sick. So he can bless on the mean as he is, he might even die.
Well, I think I'll just take my policy and run along back to the barbershop. So long, fella.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Miss Redfield. Now, what's this about Charlie making out like he's sick?
Just tripped going out the door and nearly killed himself.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Redfield, I'll call you back. Goodbye.
Come on, Mom. Help me lift Mose up and carry him back into the store.
No, I think I busted my knee.
Oh, stop your bellowing, Mose. I'm sorry. It was all my fault.
Yeah, what happened, Opie?
I was walking into the store and I bumped into Mose coming out and I guess he tripped over my crutch.
What are you doing with them crutches?
See, I busted my ankle, and I was just coming over to see you about collecting my accident insurance.
Oh, me.
How'd you bust your ankle, Opie?
Well, I slipped and fell off the ambulance.
What ambulance?
Well, the one that was taking Uncle Luke to the hospital.
What happened to him?
Well, you see, Lum, right after he bought that insurance policy from you, he was walking down Main Street and he slipped on a banana peel and fractured four of his ribs.
That clumsy idiot. What was he doing on Main Street?
Looking for a banana peel.
Oh, Mose, you're gonna just let me lay here with a busted knee.
Oh, all right, Mose. Come on, Abner. Help me
lift this guy. Mom, we never will be able to lift Mose by ourselves. I can't even get his head off of the ground.
Well, you could call the Fuller Construction Company in Mount Ida and they might send over their derrick.
Here, maybe we can drag him inside.
Oh, watch out for my knee.
You'll be more comfort in here, Mose.
It's kind of dusty here on the floor.
Oh. Opie, run into the feed room and get that old horse blanket from Mose. That'll cover both of them.
I don't know if I can run very fast on these crutches.
Crutch in there, then.
This is the unluckiest day of my whole life. First Charlie Redfield gets sick, and then Luke Spears, and Opie, and now Mose.
Yeah, that thing, and I wish something would happen to me. My policy's just sitting here going to waste.
This'll just break me. The only ones I insure that ain't sick are Corny Strooby and the Widder Throwaway and Snag Warehouse and you.
Yeah. Corny and the Widder went to Hatfield today.
Yeah. Hope nothing happens to them.
There's a horse blanket, Mose.
Oh, thanks, Opie.
Hey, fellas, did you hear about the Hatfield
man? Oh, me.
Run into a car about an hour ago and turned over.
Oh, that's terrible, Opie.
Yeah, but it could have been worse. Out of 38 passengers on the bus, there was just two of them hurt.
I know, the Widder Crawley and Corny Strooby.
How'd you know, Lon?
I just guessed. Oh, why did I ever go into the insurance business? Now, I better run over and see if nothing happens to Snag Ware. He's the only well one I've got left. Abner answers the phone.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, John Downstore. Abner Peabody talking.
Opie, tell Abner to keep an eye on Mose here. I'm going over to see Snag.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lon, wait a minute. Snag Ware is on the phone now. He wants to talk to you. He just busted both his arms.
Both his arms? How'd he do that?
He was driving the car cracked into the Hatfield bus.
Wait a minute, Abner. Where are you going?
Over the Snag Warehouse. I want to see how he can hold a receiver with two broke arms.
there ain't no two ways about it. I'm Frank. All I collected on them insurance policies is $27, and I owe $300 just for the first week.
Oh, Lord.
Luke Spears is talking about suing me, and I ain't even got enough money to go into bankruptcy.
Well, it's your own fault, Lum. You ought to have took that job Mr. Johnson offered you with that insurance company in Little Rock.
Hey, fellas, how long do I have to lay here on the floor?
Opie went to Father Block and Tackle Mold. He gets one of them while we can raise you up on blocks and put wheels under you and roll you home. He let your watch chain drag our folks to take you one of them butane trucks.
Here comes Lady Brilton. Adam, whatever you do, don't mention nothing about insurance. I just can't afford to sell no more policies.
No, cut that out.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody.
How do you do?
Come in, Lady Brilton. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. I don't believe I've met the gentleman on the floor.
Roll over, Mose, and say hello to Lady Brilton.
Well, howdy, Lady Brilton. Pardon me for not getting up.
Oh, don't mention it. Miss Edwards, I'm glad that you're now in the insurance business.
Well, that was yesterday. Right now, I'm trying to figure a way to get out of it.
Oh, but Mr. Edwards, you mustn't give up so quickly. You've got to give the business a chance to grow. One day isn't much of a trial.
Don't worry, Lady Brilton. His trial will take longer than one day.
Mr. Edwards, to demonstrate my faith in your insurance company, I'm going to purchase one of your policies.
Oh, no, no.
Hey, fellas, I'm getting hungry. Can you throw me down something to eat?
Yeah, here you are, Mose. I'll bounce the orange over there.
Yeah, but don't go bouncing the orange.
Dribble it.
Hand it to him and have him sign for it.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, Lady Brilton, you don't want one of my policies. My company's new and unreliable, and the president's thinking of leaving the town.
Mr. Edwards, I appreciate the honesty of your approach, but I insist on taking a policy.
All right. That'll be $3. Just sign your name right here.
Well, good. There. Now I feel so much safer. Oh, my gracious. Oh, I feel faint.
That insurance will do it every time.
Lady Brilton, sit down and rest for a minute.
Oh, it must be that crab meat salad I had at that housewife's luncheon. Oh, no wonder all those ladies were so ill.
Uh-oh. Mom, how much does that policy pay for toll man?
Wait a minute, Abner. Look who's coming in here.
Oh, is that Mr. Johnson from Little Rock?
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, gentlemen.
Just in time.
Well, Mr. Edwards, I communicated with my company, and they authorized me to make you a counter proposition.
Counter? Right now, I'll sell you the whole store.
Well, I'll explain the proposition in a few words. We understand that you are having financial difficulties, so we're willing to absorb your company into ours and pay all claims against policies issued by you. We feel that prompt payment on these claims will bring us the confidence and trust of the rest of the people here in Pine Ridge. They do send to buy their insurance from our company. But what do you say, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, Jim Long, if he says another few words, we'll be here all night.
If you'll just sign these releases here, they're late copies.
Yeah, I've already signed them, Mr. Johnson, while you was talking.
So, if a company like that waits to pay off, I better find me an accident someplace.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitt.
Yeah, I know. And you want some more crab meat for your tomaine salad? Come on, climb up here, Long.
How many cans do you want?
Oh, dear me. I don't want any more crab meat.
You don't?
No, I thought I would come in and buy one of those insurance policies you were telling me about.
No.
Hey, look at the me. Mom, are you hurt?
I busted my leg, that's all.
Busted your leg? Well, that's great. Now that you've got an insurance company that can really pay off.
That's the trouble, Abner. I just remembered something. I've been busy selling policies to everybody else. I forgot to get one myself.
Thank you.
hear you finally took the accident and health policy.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson sold me one.
Too bad you didn't have it before you busted your leg. You'd be collecting plenty now.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to get a call from the Singing Again program. I got the clue to the Phantom Voice.
You have? What is it?
The clue is the Phantom Voice, in more than one way, gave a lot to the USA.
Well, I hope you win it, Lum. Here's a little present that Miss Kitts sent over for you.
Miss Kitts?
Yeah, it's some of that crab meat salad.
Good. I'm going to eat it right now. You get Mr. Johnson on the phone.